Harper Audio presents The School for Good and Evil, Number 4, Quest for Glory, by Soman Chainani. Performed by Polly Lee. For Ali and Brendan. Part 1. Chapter 1. Agatha, the Almost Queen. When you spend most of your life planning your ever after with a girl, it feels strange to be planning your wedding to a boy. A boy who'd been avoiding Agatha for months. She couldn't sleep, dread brewing in her stomach. Her mind flurried with all the things left to do before the big day, but that wasn't the real reason she was still awake. No, it was something else. A memory of the boy she was about to marry. A memory she couldn't bear to think about. Tedros, stained with tears and slung over a man's shoulder. Tedros unleashing a primal scream so pained and shattering that sometimes Agatha could hear nothing else. She rolled over, burying her head under a pillow. It had been 6 months since that day, the day of the coronation. She hadn't slept well since. Agatha felt Reaper tossing tetchily at the foot of the bed, her restlessness keeping him up. Agatha sighed, feeling sorry for him, and tried to focus on her breaths. Little by little, her mind began to ease. She was always better when she was doing something to help someone else, even if it was falling asleep to spare her bald, mashed-up cat. If only she could do something to help her prince, too, Agatha thought. Together, they always managed to work things out. Click. Her heart stopped. The door. She listened closely, hearing Reaper's soft snores and the sound of the latch creaking open. Agatha pretended to sleep, as her hand inched forward, probing for the knife on her night table. She'd kept the knife there ever since she'd arrived at Camelot. She had to. Tedros earned enemies here long before he'd come to take his place as king. Even if these enemies were in jail now, they had spies everywhere, desperate to kill him and his future queen. And now, the door to her chamber was opening. No one was allowed in her hall at this hour. No one was allowed in her wing. Moonlight spilled onto her back through the cracked open door. Her breaths shallowed as she heard footsteps muffle against the marble floor. A shadow crept up her neck, stretching onto the bedsheets. Agatha gripped the knife harder. Slowly, a weight sank into the mattress behind her. Hold, she told herself. The weight grew heavier. Closer. Hold. She could hear its breath. Hold. The shadow reached for her. Now! With a gasp, Agatha swiveled, swinging the knife for the intruder's neck before he seized her wrist and pinned her to the bed, the knife a millimeter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?